Proclamation number 6781 of 11th of March, 1957. Increased hardships in the end time. The short distance you still have to cover will still make many demands on you, on your strength as well as on your will, for since the time you humans still have on this earth is only short, the ascent is particularly steep and arduous, the obstacles are especially difficult to overcome, but the aim can still be reached because I am also unusually effective with my strength and grace and because you need only call upon me for help, which will certainly be granted to you. You will all still experience how strongly you will be harassed by my adversary in the last days, for he only intends to ruin you with cunning and treachery, and he will use any means to achieve this. And thus he will also drive people into earthly hardship. Through his accomplices he will harm all those who unwaveringly took the path which leads to me. And wherever he can he will still increase the obstacles, always in the hope that people will shy away from them and choose a less arduous path which, however, leads away from the aim. The adversary influences people who are in bondage to him so that they act entirely in accordance with his will towards their fellow human beings, that they do everything to drive them into adversity, that they turn their senses back to matter from which they had already detached themselves. My adversary also seeks to influence the thoughts of people he has chosen as victims. He confuses them and makes them temporarily unable to establish spiritual contact with me. He places himself between me and you, and therefore you turn away. By him you often turn to the path which seems easier for you. You all have to expect such temptations and you must be and remain very steadfast during this time. You must remember that I've already announced all this to you and that you can therefore also rely on my word, which assures you of my increased protection and supply of grace. A serious time of testing is still ahead of you all, for his activity is ever more furious. The poisonous breath he spreads wherever he fears to lose souls is ever more destructive. Again and again I promise you my certain help, but I cannot prevent my adversary from his activity in this lost time because it concerns the battle between me and him in which the human being's free will is decisive but not my might. That is why I allow him freedom, even though his shameful plans will still cause you all great hardship. But you need not succumb. You can defend yourselves at any time through your free will to belong to me forever, and you can call upon me for help at any time. Then you will have voluntarily placed yourselves under my protection, and you will also be allowed to experience it. For I will truly not leave any person to my adversary who wants to take the path to me. Only rarely will a person be allowed to enjoy complete peace in the forthcoming time, unless he is completely fallen prey to my adversary. But anyone who is still to decide, who has already decided for me, will constantly be pursued by my adversary's attacks. He will be earthly distressed. He will be pursued by misfortune and illness, he will be harmed by fellow human beings, he will constantly have to fight and also often start to doubt my love. Yet this is precisely what my adversary wants to achieve, for as soon as he succeeds in misplacing me he will also have won. And I warn you of this. And again I assure you that you will also be guided through the greatest earthly adversity. That you will overcome the most difficult obstacles. If only you don't lose this faith in my love and might. These are the last trials on this earth. It is a time of adversity and tribulation, but it is also the last short distance you still have to cover. And you can draw unmeasured strength from me, You need only ever turn to me and the flow of strength will overflow onto you. You need only confidently place everything that troubles you into my hands, and I will truly not leave you. But you should not let him triumph, no matter how much hardship you are in. As long as your eyes are turned towards me, his attacks will be in vain. As long as you are in contact with me, you will push him away from you, and then you will continue to draw grace and strength from me, and you will emerge victorious from the battle against him. Amen.